Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone. This is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. Thank you again for your presence and for joining us here live or also if you are listening to the replay. So also thank you so much for co-creating with us by sharing your energy with us. Also very, very excited that Christy Whitman is with us on the show. Really love the message that she shares with so many people worldwide and the guidance that she brings, and especially that, especially recently with so many, it was huge changes during last year and this year for all of us in the world, and so many people started to question what we want, and because we see that what we get used to, what the things were maybe safety for us, safe zone, it's not there anymore. And then we will start asking questions about what we want to create and what kind of life we want to have. And during this time, Christy released her new book, The Desire Factor, which can be really an inspiration to move through this and to create maybe a new life or maybe expand what you are already creating. And it's really profound message that she is sharing, and very happy that she will be sharing about that also today on the show. So we'll be talking about the desire factor and embracing your materialistic nature to reclaim your full spiritual power. And also later on the show, the second part of the show, we'll have a Q&A where you can ask Christy your questions. And as always, for that, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. And before we start, I would love to share with you a little bit about Christy. So Christy Whitman is a New York Times best-selling author and transformational leader. She has appeared on the Today Show, The Morning Show, TEDx, and the Hallmark Channel, and her work has been featured in numerous publications and magazines. Christy teaches the law of attraction, energy mastery, and personal development classes, meditations, and private sessions to help clients feel more aligned with the divine design of well-being, abundance, and success. She currently lives in sunny Arizona with her husband and two boys. And so with that, Christy, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here with you.
Wonderful. So I shared a little bit about you through the bio. I would love if you'd like to share more about your work, so maybe those who are new to your work from our audience can get to know you more.
Absolutely. So I've been a coach for about 20 years now. I've been practicing the universal laws that I talk about for about 25. And I have been writing books for 20 years now. The Desire Factor is now my seventh book. And this one's special because all of them are channeled. They're all mm-hmm. downloaded through me. But this one is now the group of beings that I channel, which is called the Council, the Quantum Council of Light. They wrote this book with my also expertise, and then also the stories that I have that really share some of the examples of what the concepts are in the book. And so that's what I've been doing for the past several years, is really pivoted everything since I've been channeling the Council and doing healing work and helping people really come back in their divine design of well-being and abundance and success and love, and to be able to create what their desires are. So I'm really happy to be speaking with your audience, and for everybody that's ready to return back to their state of natural divine design.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, that's wonderful. And I really love the title, the desire factor, embracing your materialistic nature to reclaim your full spiritual power. Because, like, in general, in the spiritual communities, when we talk about material things, it's how to say, it feels like maybe it's not very spiritual, or it's not the path that we can, like, really go deep into connecting to ourselves or the spirit. But in fact, like, I was like this before, but with time and experience, I realized that, like, creating things and manifesting things, like material things, it's not just about that, but there is something much bigger. And it's really a very profound experience that can lead us to a deeper connection to the universe. So, yeah, I would love if you can maybe start telling us your perspective about that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, really from a higher spiritual perspective is that everything is energy, and all energy is positive, high vibrational energy until it gets, you know, channeled into and transmuted into something and where it's not. But it comes in pure. It comes in high. It has pure potentiality within it. And that energy is God. It's divine. It's everything. And it's within us. Mm-hmm. It's within plants. It's manifested. It's unmanifested. And so to say that everything is energy and that all energy carries a vibration, and that, you know, money, for example, is a vibration of energy. Money is green energy, if you want to look at it that way. You know, houses, cars, you know, things in the material world. We're in a 3D world where there are things that we can see and taste and touch and smell. And somewhere along the line, someone said this world and having too much stuff, or, you know, going after what we desire is bad. And it even says in the Bible that it's the money, if the love of money is the root of all evil, which, you know, in the original scriptures, it was greed is the root of all evil. But somehow along the way, it got changed mm-hmm. to the love of money. And yet, here we are as human beings in a material world where we actually need money to survive, to eat, to have a roof over our heads. So it's very confusing from a, you know, from a deep spiritual perspective, where we get these messages that we're not supposed to appreciate and love money, when money is the things that allow us to travel and to eat well and to go out for dinner and to donate money and to give gifts and to clothe ourselves and to, you know, enjoy the things that we want to do and be able to be in a place where we're enjoying our life. And it's not that money is the thing that helps us enjoy our lives. We have to enjoy our lives. We have to choose to be happy. We have to choose to be in joy. There's a lot of people that have money that are unhappy, and there's a lot of people that are poor that are happy. So it's not about the money. It's about, you know, that we can attract those things that we desire because everything is energy. But the minute we say, oh, well, you know, material is bad, or that's bad, that's a bad desire, that's a shallow desire, we judge it, we then close off our ability to create it, and we create split energy within ourselves. So, you know, understanding that if something has materialized, even us, we are a physical being. There's everything here on planet Earth in this 3D realm, most things are material. And so if we can enjoy them and accept them and understand that, hey, if I desire to, you know, get on stage and help, you know, 400 people or thousands of people, or if I desire to sell so many books, or if I desire to, whatever it is, build a house or have a family or, you know, build a bigger business or whatever it is, that the human being has that desire, but it's more than just the desire manifesting. There's much more going on. It's really who we become in the process of attaining that.
Right.
Because for anybody to go from someone that's in insufficiency, say with money, you know, in debt, going paycheck to paycheck, they're a very different person energetically and spiritually when they shift into being in all sufficiency, where they have more money coming in, they have money in the bank, no debt, they're able to donate money. That's a growth phase. So money is an opportunity for growth. It's a spiritual tool. Just like if you have a desire to, I don't know, have a high-end purse or, you know, buy a set of golf clubs or buy a house that you want to buy or go on a trip that you've never been on. All of these are spiritual tools that help us as a human get to experience these things, but as the divine, get to become more of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And also, like, aligning with the divine design is to return to our true nature. And our true nature, part of it, is the ability to create what we desire, to manifest what we desire. It's a natural skill that we already have, and part of, like, maybe embodying our higher self here on the 3D world is to be able to have this nature and to create what we desire.
We were designed to look like human beings. None of us walk on all four legs. None of us have tails or floppy ears, you know, or beaks or wings or any of these other things that are, you know, representative of a bird or a cat or a dog. We are human beings. We're designed to walk on two legs. We are designed to have two ears, one nose, one mouth, two eyes. You know, and all of us, even though all of us look very different and we have very different characteristics, some people may be bald, some people may have blonde hair, brown hair, red hair, who knows, long hair, short hair, you know, we could be tall, we could be short. The variations are different, but the fact that the blueprint for a human being is designed, it's divinely designed that way. Well, we can see that. You know, we can see that this person looks different than this person. But what we don't see, and what most people have not been taught on a spiritual level, is that all of us are divinely designed for well-being. Our bodies naturally know how to be in well-being. If you scrape your leg, your body will know how to heal itself. It might give you a scar, mm-hmm. it might give you a scab, but it knows how to do that. And the same way it does it for a scratch, it does that for if we're out of alignment in our heart center, in our stomach, in our digestion, whatever it is. Our bodies naturally know it's designed to be in well-being, but we need to get out of the way of it. And a lot of times our own, you know, thinking that, oh, my family has a history of heart disease. Well, then that creates heart disease in us. Or, you know, I've never been in good shape, right? And we eat things that are not helping our body stay in good shape. These are all things that are negative that pull us out of our natural state of well-being, you know, not getting proper sleep, not being able to exercise and at least move our bodies, getting into a meditation stance. Like, these are things that we can do to make sure that our bodies stay in natural well-being, just like we are divinely designed for abundance. All of us, before we took this journey into the human experience, we were guaranteed to have a life full of abundance. And yet most of us, again, from our early upbringing, we learn things about money and how hard it is to make and how hard we have to work. And it's the other people that get to have what we want. We never get what we want. And all of that goes against our true nature, that we all have unique personalities. We all have unique skill sets and talents and gifts, and all of those talents and skill sets and gifts and characteristics lead us to provide some type of value out into the world. And when we're giving our value, that's when money is attracted to us and we receive value back. And so we all are blueprinted to be abundant and to tap into our natural gifts so that we can create and be abundant financially. And the same way we're designed to co-create with our divine self so that we're achieving success, whether it's success in a family or success in a business or success financially or success in our relationships, whatever that success may look like in a project, you know, whatever it might be. But we are designed for success and to shine and to flow with that success. And we are also divinely designed to have loving and supportive relationships, not just one relationship. All of our relationships, from our mother-in-laws to our next-door neighbors to our most intimate partners, if we are understanding true connection and what we're divinely designed for, we're designed for love and support, to be loved, to receive love, to be loving, and to receive support, to have support, and to be supportive. And these are what we're divinely designed for. As long as we stay out of the way of what we were imprinted with and conditioned with, we will naturally rise back into our divine design, and that's when we will thrive.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. I totally agree with you. And also, you mentioned in your book about the tapping in the source of creation, and that there are several universal principles. I would love if you can tell us about these principles.
Yeah, so, you know, just like gravity, we all understand there's gravity. If we throw a ball up, it's going to come down because there's this vibrational, energetic, you know, life force thing that happens. It's a law that happens on our earth plane called gravity. Well, just like there's gravity, there are other universal laws that work for every single person every single time. You don't have to be thinking about gravity or even know about gravity to understand that your body stays in a chair and doesn't float out into outer space because of the fact that gravity is working. Now, it makes sense to know about gravity because if you're walking off the side of a mountain, you're going to go splat if you don't stop where the edge is. So just like that, it's important to understand that there are universal laws. They're like knowing the rules of the game. And you know, it's like kind of if you're going to go play baseball for the first time and you've never seen the game, you don't know what the rules are, or it might be soccer for somebody, and you go out and you play in the game, and say the person on the mound throws the ball to you and people are telling you got to hit the ball with the bat. And you hit the ball and now everyone's going, run, and then you run to third base, you're going to be out. So it makes sense that if you're going to go play a game, you know, you need to know what the rules are. So I feel in my own life, it's been my own life experience, and I've heard this from thousands, hundreds of thousands of clients that I've had over the past 20 years, that knowing these laws are like knowing the rules of the game. And when you know them, when you can understand them, when you can apply them, that's when life starts to make sense. And so one of them is to understand that everything is vibration. We live in a vibrational universe. Everything is energy. We know this from modern science and quantum physics that everything is energy. Well, all energy carries a vibration, and that vibration goes out into the universe and collects more things, more communication, more things like it, experiences, and brings it back into our outer world. As above, so below, as within, so without. So whatever we are sending out, and I'll explain that in a minute, we are going to get back. That's law of attraction. That, you know, we are energy receivers, and we're also energy, we are expanding energy out of our bodies all the time. We're energy extenders. And so we expend energy. We send out energy through our consciousness, which is, our consciousness is what we say, the language that we use, whether we're saying, oh, I can't do that, or we're saying, I can do that. That determines the vibrational resonance in our body. So what we say, what we think, if we're thinking, you know, in terms of lack and limitation, then that's what our evidence is going to be back to us. If we're thinking in abundance, we're going to see more abundance back to us. So our words, our thoughts, our perspective, our emotions, if we're in lower level emotions such as doubt and worry all the time, then that's what we're going to experience, and that's what we're going to attract more things to worry and doubt about. If we're in a place of faith and excitement and appreciation, then we get more things to be faithful for and more things to appreciate. And then, of course, the last piece is, so there's words, thoughts, perspective, emotions, and then actions. Our actions are our behaviors, our habits. You know, the things that we do. And those are the five ways that with inside of us, we send out these signals all day, every day. And when we're sending out these signals, like a thought has a signal, that thought has an energetic connection with the rest of our physical body, our emotions, the perspective. And it also has a magnetizing pull to it. It pulls to itself things like that thought, like the vibration of that thought, either positive or negative. And that's law of attraction. So we are always getting back what we are putting out vibrationally. Now, the second law mm-hmm. is law of deliberate creation, where instead of just by default worrying about something and fretting about something and, you know, staying in lack, we actually choose to feel how we want to feel. We know that we can affect our vibration, and we can choose by our free will. Everybody's got free will. we can choose where we want to place our focus and our energy. So if we're in debt and we're worried and we're in fear and, you know, we're in a dark place, we have the ability to switch our perspective and ask ourselves, what do I want? Why do I want it? And how do I want to feel? So that we're literally shifting where we're focused. And when we shift where we're focused, we're working with the law of deliberate creation to then bring to us something different, because we're shifting the vibration. Law of attraction will then give us a different result. And then there's the law of allowing, which allowing just means being out of resistance. Anytime you feel bad, discomfort, pain, suffering, drama, chaos, anything that just where you're judging yourself, where you're criticizing yourself, you're competing or comparing yourself, these are all ways that we are not in allowing. Allowing is a stream of consciousness that feels good. It feels expansive. It feels just like we're connected. And when we're not allowing, we're not in alignment. And when we're not in alignment, we don't feel good. And so the law of allowing, mm-hmm. when we're working, whether in relationships with ourselves, with our manifestations, if we feel good, we're moving in the right direction. If we feel bad, we're in resistance. And then there's the law of sufficiency and abundance. This is my favorite law. This is the law I teach about and talk about all the time, because this is the thing that changed my life so much, is that most people come from a perspective of lack. Something's not enough. We're not valuable enough. We're not worthy enough. We don't have enough. Someone's taking from us. They have opportunities. We don't have. It's like a perspective of not enoughness, which will always make us feel bad, and which will always continue, because of law of attraction, to bring us more of that lack. But when we shift over to abundance and feel that we do have enough, and that we have the fulfillment, and that we have something watching our back, and that we are source, and that we have protection, and that we are safe, and that we have support, that's a very different vibration. It's coming from an abundance mentality instead of a lack mentality. Abundance always feels good. It always feels expansive. And we create more things that allow us to feel good and expansive. So we're up to four. Do you have any questions, or you want me to keep going?
Maybe about the law of allowance. Because especially during, like, when the desire is very new, it's in the beginning of the process. Like it can be maybe a little bit challenging, because what the mind says, because what is happening around, it's real, it feels like very true, and the energy of the desire, it's still building up. So just wonder if you can tell us more about that, especially during these days, because so many things happening around the world. How we can have this constant trust that our desire can be fulfilled, even if it's still in the beginning.
Yeah, so I mean, I know I'm going through all of this very fast, and it's like they're very big concepts, and how do we apply them in a practical sense, you know, in our daily lives? Well, I mean, that's why the desire factor was created, because you take pretty much all of these principles. The one principle in the exact order that it needs to go is the principle of surrender in the desire factor. And that's one of the last processes, actually last principles that we apply when going through the 7-step process of the desire factor. And surrender, or allowing, is another way of saying it. Another way of saying that is detachment, letting go. It's just recognizing within ourselves, like, where are we having any type of discomfort, pain, resistance, negative emotion, negative thought, dissonance. I mean, there's lots of ways to say it, but the way it shows up in our human life is worry, fear, doubt. You know, it shows up as, a lot of times, anxiety. It shows up as confusion. It can show up as, you know, really being able to just feel discomfort in our lives. It can show up as frustration and, you know, just feeling like you're beating your head up against a wall, right? And there's a lot of judgment, and there's a lot of just, you know, you don't feel good. Like, you just don't feel good because you're stuck in negative emotions. And a very practical way of shifting out of that is literally surrendering. And what do we surrender? You can imagine as if, and that's one of the pieces, because alignment is the first principle, if you truly know that you are being breathed by something bigger than you, this spirit is beating your heart. It's your life. It's your life force. When you truly know that this is your life force that has your back, that is your source of all supply of whatever you would ever want energetically and beyond, then the first step is to literally surrender everything that is not of light or is not of a higher vibration to that source. So it might look like there might be hands in front of you. You can imagine closing your eyes and that there's a set of hands, and you're literally saying, okay, this worry I'm worried about right now, I'm handing this over to you, and just feel the energy releasing out of you, surrendering that over to your divine self. This bill that I don't have money for right now, I just surrender the solution over to you. I surrender how the money will come. I'm surrendering any worry, attachment, releasing all of that from me and surrendering that over. Because then when you surrender and release, let go of, you know, all that negative energy, then you can bring in, you can ask for a higher energy. I want to be doused in the energy of faith. I want to be filled up with the energy of joy or abundance or well-being. Now you're shifting energetically, and your mind, which a lot of times our minds are so fantastic, but they also get caught up on something and become very obsessive about something. And the mind can generate negative feelings because of what it's focused on. The mind can also generate positive feelings based on what it's focused on. So, you know, looking at doing a mind release, like it's like, okay, this thought that I'm having over and over and over again, I'm just going to take the energy and toss it into the hands of the divine, letting it go. You can imagine the thought in a bubble of light, and it's literally floating away and popping. And then you deliberately bring in a new thought. What's a better feeling thought? If you've been thinking like, oh, it's just not worth it, I'm never going to make it, right? You let that thought go and you let it go and you go, I have pure potentiality. The divine has my back. I am a creative being. I am worthy of love. You know, you put those, it's like having a garden, and we have weeds in our garden. So those weeds need to be pulled out so it makes more space for the beautiful flowers or the vegetables. And so we excavate the weeds, pull them out, and then we replant in there, in the soil, you know, tending to the soil, nurturing and giving nutrients to the soil. We plant in there tulips or carrots or whatever it is, what we do want. And that's really the process. It's like it's little tiny shifts of pulling out a thought and imprinting a new thought that makes an energetic shift. And that creates a momentum that goes in a different direction. Sometimes you might have to do that 10 times within 10 seconds, right? It's like, oh, that thought, and that thought, mm-hmm. and that thought, and that thought, you know. Other times you might be cruising right along, and then all of a sudden you're aware you had a negative thought, and then you just shift it. But it's always taking deliberate control of what you have responsibility and control of, and that's our consciousness. What we say, what we think, what we perceive, what we feel, and the actions that we take.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I really love that. And with time, this becomes like more natural as we are practicing. It's like working out, like building a muscle. Like with time, the more we practice, the more it gets stronger and more natural. So yeah, wonderful. And so everyone, we have the link to get the book, The Desire Factor, and there is a button on the webcast page, and later it will be on the replay page, or you can go to the link thedesirefactor.com. And also, Chrissy, you are offering free gifts with the book for those who buy the book, which are coaching sessions, meditations, and processes. So we would love if you can share about those.
Yeah, absolutely. So we already went through the coaching sessions, but you can get recordings of them. There are 4 coaching sessions with the council going through each of the different processes in the book. And then we have many different meditations and activations from the council as well when you purchase the book, and you get all that as a membership.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you, Chrissy. And again, everyone, I highly recommend that you order your book, The Desire Factor. And again, the link is thedesirefactor.com, thedesirefactor.com. Or there is the link or the button, orange button on the webcast page or on the replay page. And also we have free gift, Watch Your Words, which is a free 30-day training. So everyone, also I highly recommend that you sign up for this free training. It's on the page watchyourwords.com, watchyourwords.com. Or also you can click on the free gift button on the webcast or the replay pages. So Chrissy, I would love if you can tell us more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, when you take, we were just talking about this, right? You take really big concepts that are universal laws, and how do you make it practical for people to apply? And so for years, I mean, again, I've been doing this for 20 years, and I would hear people over and over say, okay, what's the first step? Like, what do we got to do first? Like, you know, how do you really make it concrete with practical things? And I kept saying over and over, we have to watch our language. We have to watch our words, because our words are the start of the whole entire creation. Words are like wands. They literally start the activation of a thought, and then the perspective and the emotion, and then the actions that we take or don't take. And so there are a series of words and phrases that are rooted in lack and limitation. And when we say them, we feel bad. Most people are not even aware of it because it's subtle, but it's these subtle shifts that when we make these subtle energetic shifts, we're moving momentum in a totally different direction. So when this program came to be, because there are about 30 words and phrases that people say that pull their energy down, they're not even aware that they're doing it or why. So each video, each day, you get a video, and it's between 2 to 4 minutes. They're short. But they give you the word or phrase of the day, what not to say, why, and then what to say instead. So I'll just give you a quick example. During the pandemic, everybody was saying, I miss going to restaurants. I miss going to soccer practice. I miss going to get a pedicure. I miss going to concerts. I miss seeing my friends. And every time we say, I miss something, it pulls our energy down. We have this perspective. Obviously, we're missing out. We're in lack. We don't have what we want, and we somehow can't get it because the government has says everybody's in a pandemic and everything's shut down. So we feel out of control. We don't feel good, right? But when you shift the thought, or you shift what you're saying to, I look forward to, right? You might miss someone or something, but instead of saying, I miss that person, you just say, I look forward. I look forward to seeing that person. I look forward to going out for dinner. I look forward to going to a soccer match. I look forward to going to a concert. And it completely changes your energy, which then changes your creation. So that's just one example. And there are 30 of those. So it's watchyourwords.com. And I promise you, it'll help you become more aware and have a deeper understanding and help you apply it so that you can then understand the thoughts that you're thinking and the perspective that you have. And, you know, this is becoming aware of the subtleties of energy that helps you shift them, and then you become more masterful of your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that's really powerful. So, yeah, thank you so much, Chrissy, for offering this training to our audience. And again, everyone, you can sign up on the link watchyourwords.com, watchyourwords.com, or you can click on the free gift button, which is on the webcast or the replay pages. And Chrissy, can we take questions from the audience?
Sure.
Okay. So yeah, so everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call and you want to ask your question, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And I will unmute you. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your question on the question box. All right, we have a caller from Indianapolis, phone number ending with 0597. Hello? I think it's Julie. Oh, 0597. Hello? Okay, so we will return later. All right, so let's see. So yeah, people just still send in questions, and About, I have a question about like when we don't know the desire, it's like maybe, for example, someone who lost their job and they want to create something, but they still don't know what it is. What will be your advice, like, to know what they really want and where to start?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would definitely, if you're wanting changes in your life and you're wanting to move away from contrast and you have a different desire, but you specifically don't know what that is, there's lots of processes to help you with that and get to know what your desire is in the desire factor. We also have desire factor coaches that are taking clients through an 8-step process. And in the very first session that they do with clients, they help them get really clear on what it is that their biggest desire is that they want to take through the 8-step process. And so, you know, having a desire factor coach can really help you hone in on, you know, and get clear on what it is that you want to move towards. For those that are, for whatever reason, unable to pick up a copy of the book or get, you know, desire factor coaching, it's really asking yourself, most of us know what we don't want. We're very clear about what we don't want. So instead, start asking yourself, what do you want? And why do you want it? And how do you want to feel? That will help you become more in the understanding of what you want rather than what you don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's also, it's like you mentioned about, it's about watching the words. It's the words that we use, like, and the questions that we ask. It's when we change the like, from something missing to, like, a positive question, it really changes the perspective and brings, how to say, like, more perspective. And also, we don't need to know all the steps from the beginning. It just, we ask the right question, and then after the other, it will show up as we take the first step, and then the next steps after that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all momentum.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, so our audience today, they are quiet.
Okay. Well, you know, they can reach out to
yeah,
me anytime absolutely. They want. And, you know, we're happy to
yeah,
answer
okay.
any questions. So you could just go to ChristyWoodman.com if you have specific questions.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So yeah, so thank you so much, Christy. Very grateful to you for joining us today, for sharing about the book, sharing your message, so, and also for the free gift. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate you having me. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Yeah, and bye. And yeah, everyone. So thank you so much for being here and joining us today. And again, yeah, I highly recommend that you buy your copy of the book, The Desire Factor, and you will find it on the link thedesirefactor.com, or you can click on the book button on the webcast or the replay pages. And also there you will find the free gift button, which is also watchyourwords.com. All right, so with that, everyone, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your, YOUR, divine, DIVINE, uniqueness, UNIQUENESS.com.